It takes a village to raise a child, but often it's the mother who is tasked with the responsibility. And for that, she fights many battles, often compromising career and economic independence for childcare. Data shows that 45% of India's graduates are women, but just about 10% of educated women in this country pursue long-term careers. But not all is wrong. On Monday, in one such battle that a young mother from Himachal Pradesh was fighting at the Supreme Court to be with her child who needed her, the Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, said something that perhaps can be a lesson for all employers, including the government. He said that the participation of women in the workforce is a constitutional entitlement, and denying mothers childcare leave violates that. The mother in question here was an assistant professor in a government college, and she had said that the Himachal Pradesh government had denied her childcare leave. Her child is suffering from a genetic condition. The Supreme Court, in fact, pointed out that the state, as a model employer, cannot be oblivious to such concerns. Now, that is a welcome intervention by the top court. But how critical is the provision of maternity and also childcare leave for women to be able to work and do their best while at work? That's what we discussed tonight. Joining us now is Pragati Nikra, who's the petitioner for this case, Rutupanwa Chakraborty, co-founder of Team Lease. We also have Mihira Sood, who's an advocate in the Supreme Court. And we have Ankita Gupta, who's the founder of New Age Mompreneurs, a community that works with women. Starting with you, Ms. Pragati, India was one of the first countries to have a law for maternity leave way back in 1961. It was amended in 2017. The leave was extended from 12 to 26 weeks. As for childcare, very few of us actually know what the law says. 180 days of maternity leave and 2 years of childcare leave. What does law exactly say, and why are there so many episodes of violations?
Childcare leave is provided under Rule 43 of Central Civil Services Leave Rules. And it says that any woman who's serving in the government is entitled for childcare leave in case her child is a minor below the age of 18 years. She has exhausted all her earned leaves and she needs these leaves for any reason. It could be sickness, examination, whatever. So that is Rule 43 about. Maternity leave is something different. That you get immediately, like when you have a child born to you. So nowadays the provision is like for 180 days. So besides maternity leave, there is a childcare leave provided under Central Service Services rules. Unfortunately, some of the states have not adopted that rule. That is the reason we were before the Supreme Court, because in the state of Himachal Pradesh, it has not been adopted.
Right. Ms. Mihira Sood, how do you see the judgment by the court yesterday and also the observations by the CJI saying that this is about constitutional rights and not about entitlement?
It is, because it is something that directly impacts the equality of women, equality being a constitutional right. And our constitution specifically talks about equality of, in particular, groups that have been historically marginalized or discriminated against. And specifically, women are provided for. And therefore, the constitution also permits certain special conditions to be made for the advancement of communities that have been historically discriminated against. I think this is a very welcome ruling. We have to start somewhere. It doesn't go far enough. I believe yesterday's ruling was specifically also, I mean, in that instant case, it was related to the Persons with Disability Act, and it was a child who had special needs. We need to have these kind of provisions, not just for central government employees, but across the board. We need to have these kind of provisions, not just for children with special needs, but across the board. We need to have these kind of provisions, not just for mothers, if we want fathers to play an equal role. And if we want women to be able to participate fully in the workforce today, we are in a position where the fact of the matter on the ground is that these things and childcare requirements and any kind of care requirements hit women's careers the hardest.
Yes.
So we do need to recognize that. At the same time, we need to try to create conditions where men are equally involved in childcare or elder care, as the case may be, so that this does not it doesn't remain just a woman problem, but a problem, I mean, an issue that affects care of any person by any person.
Right.
So there's a long way to go. But I think that the remarks that were made certainly paved the way for that. So I'm optimistic.
Right. Ankita, you run this wonderful group, you know, it's a support group for mothers. Tell us, how critical is childcare leave and also maternity leave, but specifically childcare leave, you know, not just for the child, but also for the mother and for society, because caregiving in our country often goes unnoticed or, you know, is not appreciated. What have the experiences of the women that you interact with been like?
So child care is very important. As a new mom also, when you take leave, you need some time bonding with the newborn, and a mom's body also goes a lot of changes when she's given a childbirth. So she needs some emotional well-being as well and physical recovery as well. So that time leave is very, very important, and it is an ongoing thing. Like the parenting does not end in first few months. It's an ongoing requirement where the mom needs to be available, or the parents needs to be available for the well-being of the child and the well-being of the mother as well. And a lot of times moms want to do breastfeeding for a longer period, but they can't join the work. Like, I've seen a lot of moms cannot join work because there's no proper pumping arrangements at workplaces. And a lot of time, people don't have enough support at work to balance the work. And parenting is also stressful because it usually takes a village to raise your child, which is kind of missing in the current environment. So it is very, very important to have a facility, a proper support system in place for moms to get back to work, which I feel there's a long way to go.
Right. Rituparna, you know, yesterday the CGI said something which I think I really liked. You know, he said that the participation of women in the workforce is a matter of not just privilege, but a constitutional entitlement protected by Article 15 of the Constitution. He went on to add that the absence of childcare leave, in that absence, a mother may be constrained to leave the workforce. Help us understand the correlation between the provision of childcare leave and women in the workforce.
Yeah, I think while the specific case and instance because of which this ruling was given is understandable and something that we can all empathize with. However, I would probably be the odd one out in this today's debate when I say that I'm actually relieved that this is essentially a provision which is pertaining to the central government, or I mean the state or the government rules per se, and is not something which impacts the private sector. And let me tell you why. Because first and foremost, there are two things there. One is maternity benefit, and the other is child care. Maternity benefit, a couple of years back, we've seen some modification and amendments where women in India now are entitled to almost 6 months of paid leave. And by the way, India is actually the only country in the entire world where 100% of the burden of this paid leave comes onto the employer of the woman. And honestly, there are many studies which have happened which clearly indicates the impact this ruling has had. Undeniable that a mother needs to spend 6 months with the baby. And there are United Nations provisions also which says, or reports which also says, that it's important that mother does breastfeeding with a child for 6 months. However, the fact that 100% of the burden from a workforce perspective of it comes, and unique to India, it has had impact on women's workforce participation. We have seen this being used as a point where many organizations are hesitating to hire women at a certain age. Awkward questions do get asked whether it's accepted or not. And hence, I do worry if something like this, of course, I mean, I totally understand where you're all coming from, but the practicality of this and how, whether it's actually going to help women to get into the workforce and change the equation of the already pathetic women workforce participation, I'm not too sure.
Right.
And I'm deeply concerned if it goes beyond the government.
Right. Meghana, would you like to respond to that? Because, you know, not just Rituparna, there are also experts who say that there is a need to revisit this 100% employer-funded model of maternity and childcare leave. The question is, you know, whether we are ready to, like you said, have these gender-neutral parental leave and even pull up companies who discriminate against hiring women. What would, you know, your views be in this regard?
I think that the private sector generally has tended to be quite reluctant to accept these kind of big changes and, you know, these kind of big obligations. And, you know, there's, you know, that entire argument about private employers and, you know, I think it's very complicated and a bit disingenuous sometimes. I think the argument is made that it may impact women adversely, you know, because I think when this argument comes from owners of private companies and management of private companies, I do wonder if what is trying to be said is that those companies will actively discriminate against women. But that's what it does come back to. And I do think that action needs to be taken because constitutional obligations are not for the state alone. There are certain positive obligations that extend across the board. You cannot, for instance, under the, you know, guise of being a private entity, you know, discriminate on the basis of gender or caste or color or any of those things. You know, being a private entity does the protections and the privacy does not extend that far.
Yeah.
There are certain obligations that we have. I think it's important to understand that female labor force participation does not just benefit women. It benefits the entire country. And it is something that everybody needs to take a role in and contribute to, even at the risk of some temporary sacrifice to their own profits.
Right.
Childcare is, again, something that benefits the entire country.
Right.
Not just the child or the mother. And it also comes back to what I was saying earlier, that the more we try to cultivate an obligation
yes.
on fathers as well, the less this is seen as a woman issue.
Absolutely.
You know, then who are companies then going to discriminate against? Yeah. You know, if it's one thing to say we will not hire women, we will not hire women of a certain age. If everybody is going to be taking that leave and everybody is going to be obligated to provide that care and that sort of culture is created, that's an automatic pushback against that kind of discrimination.
Prakriti, you know, how do you see this? Because yesterday the court also reprimanding a state government and saying that, you know, the state has to be a model, you know, in performing these kind of duties and see it as a matter of right. How do you see this vis-a-vis, say, the private company, something that both Rituparna and Mihira have been talking about?
See, I would say to begin with, let the state be a model employer and follow the mandate, constitutional mandate. Then we can expect the private sector to fall in line. Here is a case, and I must clarify, it's not a ruling as yet. It was a huge order in the right direction, which was passed to advance the cause of social justice. The verdict is yet to come. This was a case where the state government has been directed to review its orders, review its decision with respect to the deletion of child care leave, provision of child care leave from the statute. So we still have to wait. If the state government works in the right direction, I'm sure like it will definitely bring some legislation or some rules for the private sector to fall in line.
Right. Ankita, you know, this is another question that I wanted to ask you. In recent years, there's been a steady increase in labor force participation, you know, especially among women. But the share of population that's either working or willing to work, that is not really being seen as a welcome sign for women, because surveys have pointed out that India's workforce is becoming increasingly male-dominated. If you look at CMIE numbers, there are Indians aged 15 years or above, and only 39.5% are even asking for a job. Among men, the proportion is 66%, but for women, it's just 8.8%. So I want to ask you, when a young professional is forced to quit after the birth of a baby, or she makes a decision to spend the formative years of the child with her for whatever reason, how challenging is it for the woman to come back to work, you know, to be part of the workforce again?
Oh, it is actually very, very challenging. Like, the woman body goes through a lot of changes when she's given a childbirth. Mental, emotional, and also her confidence level sometimes goes for a toss. And there are a lot of women are not able to get back to work because they're not given sometimes same opportunities that they were given before the break, or they don't see a career progression path for them. And a lot of people, young moms, actually end up taking a career break. And there's also lack of support system for these moms for childcare. Like, there are not enough communities in place where moms can safely park their children for care. And that is also a major reason that moms have to stay back home to provide that childcare. So I feel that this is a big step that needs to be taken in. And also, I feel as a society, it is still a mom's job primarily. There has been a shift, but it's still a primary caretaker are moms for the babies and not just both parents equally. Right. Whereas women also want to work equally as the dads do, but the childcare responsibility is sometimes not equally divided between the two partners.
Right.
So I think there has to be a lot of change in terms of accepting moms back to the workforce. The employers also need to have an open environment where they provide childcare facilities for the child, for the new mom. They also provide proper pumping facilities for breastfeeding moms to come back to work.
Last word from you, Mihira. Like, you know, is there a need? I know you've touched upon this, but is there a need to revisit in some ways, or review the language that we use around childcare or maternity leave, for that matter, to make it seem like, to at least stop making it seem like it's a mother's responsibility alone? Yes. Do you think that there is a need to sort of revisit that, especially because we're talking a lot about this caregiving responsibilities in India, the care economy, paid and unpaid care, all of that?
Yeah, I think that, while I do take the point, and I said it as well, that on the ground, it is the mothers doing the bulk of childcare work. But that doesn't also change the fact that we want that to change, right? Hmm. And the responsibility of that, and that change happens in many ways, right? And there are certain things that we can do that are the low-hanging fruit in this regard, whether it is legal language, whether it is the laws surrounding childcare, and what we call maternity should not be called that. Hmm. You look at any institution that deals with children, you look at schools. Why is the mother always the first point of contact? Why don't they give a choice to the family to put down who is the first point of contact, for example, and stick to it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Ritupana, we talked about legal language here. What about the corporate language?
And I was coming to that. Everything is mothers this and moms this.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
All the social support is mother-centric. We need to change that. But when it comes to the corporates as well, and I think it's important to sometimes put profits aside and just do the right thing.
Yes. Right? Quickly, Ritupana, would you like to say something?
There are corporates who've done that in different respects.
Yes.
They've taken the lead, and they really have an important role to play in shaping corporate culture and childcare culture in this.
Okay, I'm completely out of time. I'm really sorry. Thank you so much for joining me on this show. Receiving childcare leave is a fundamental and integral part of a parent's identity and dignity. This is something that all employers need to take note of. And that is a thought we leave you with tonight. That's all we have for you in the show. More news and updates on the other side.